You are listening to Christian Audio's production of 12 Huge Mistakes Parents Can Avoid, Leading Your Kids to Succeed in Life by Tim Elmore. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Harvest House Publishers. Originally published in English as 12 Huge Mistakes Parents Can Avoid. Copyright 2017 by Tim Elmore. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. Allow me to introduce myself so that you won't misinterpret my words. This book arises from my deep compassion for children and the adults who care for them. I lead a nonprofit organization called Growing Leaders, and we are in front of about 50,000 students, faculty, and parents each year. I love each and every one I meet. In addition, I am a father of two kids, Jonathan and Bethany, whom I love very, very much. We are about to discuss some of the most common mistakes we parents make as we raise our children. Today's mistakes, I believe, are a bit different from the most common mistakes moms and dads may have made 50 years ago. I love the moms and dads I meet every year. Many of these parents are heroes, especially the single parents who have to be both the good cop and the bad cop at home with their children. We are about to discuss some of the most common mistakes we parents make today as we raise our kids. What I'll say may come across harshly, as if I lack compassion. Please know that I say what I do because I care. Today's mistakes are a bit different from the most common mistakes moms and dads may have made 50 years ago. We are pressured to form certain habits that our culture defines as good parenting habits, but that are not good at all. Call it parental peer pressure. It pushes us to do things for our kids that actually hinder them from becoming healthy adults. Let me illustrate. Bullying has become a big issue on K-12 school campuses. In fact, some parents are obsessed with it. In the fall of 2013, the topic surfaced when a high school football team beat another team 91-0. It was quite a blowout. The parent of a player on the losing team, Western Hills High School, accused the winning team, Aledo High School, of being bullies. She filed a bullying complaint on the school's website, arguing that Aledo coaches should have eased up at some point. The Aledo coaches said they did. They benched their starters right after halftime, they stopped passing the ball, and they allowed the clock to run. The score could have easily been 150-0. The story got mixed reviews. Some agreed with the parent, saying folks should be nicer to each other, especially when one team has far more talent than another. Others suggested these two teams simply shouldn't be playing each other, as Aledo High School has graduates heading to NCAA Division I universities. Yet others argued that calling a football game bullying is inappropriate, given the real problems our country faces with school bullying. Here's the challenge as I see it. The truth is, we must find a way to cultivate empathy among students in a world where portable devices with screens have led to increased bullying, cyberbullying, and diminishing emotional intelligence. As technology goes up, empathy goes down. I have spoken at countless schools about this issue and suggested that we must help kids see the big picture, envision the future, and act like leaders. But take a moment and think about this parent's complaint. To intervene and accuse coaches of bullying because of a game score is like scolding a teacher for giving an F on a paper, or telling the teacher not to critique a student's assignment. When our kids are younger than 12, it is helpful to tell them exactly how to behave and perhaps even what to think.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?